This call is being recorded.
So, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame outside, inside your tube of light. Feel the power, the love, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, for the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
So now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now, as always, put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within each of you, and particularly the alignment of those chakras up along the spinal cord, starting from just below your feet with the Earth Star chakra and all the way up through the top of your head and to the Soul Star chakra above your head. And starting from the Earth Star chakra below your feet, that connection to Gaia herself, see that as a deep earth brown color. But as you focus on each of these chakras in turn, moving up the scale, so to speak, focus on not so much the color itself, although that is important. As you raise the intensity of the color, you also raise the vibrational frequency within that particular chakra, which, as you know, connects to each of the individual glands within your body, the physical glands within your body, and bringing balance to those glands. So now, moving up to the root star, or the root chakra at the base of your spine, see that as a brilliant, bright ruby red color. Moving up to the next, orange, to the solar plexus area, bright, bright, brilliant yellow, to the heart center, the balance point between the 4 lower and the 4 upper chakras, deep blue-green, to the high heart center, magenta, to the throat area, sky blue, and to the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo, and the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver, and then finally the soul star chakra above your head, pure brilliant white. Now again, as you focus on these chakras and focus on the alignment of those chakras and the vibrational frequency and the resonance that is created with that vibrational frequency in the chakra, in other words, the resonance that is created with the glandular structures that are associated with each of those glands, know that you are raising not only the vibration within the chakra centers in your etheric body, but also your astral body and your physical body and all other of your spiritual bodies as well. So it is all about bringing balance to your entire system. So now as you focus on those chakra centers and the resulting higher vibration now, feel that vibration within those chakra centers as well as with now within your physical body as well. Feel the vibration raised as a result of raising the vibrational frequency within each of the chakras. And know that as you are raising vibration, you are also raising your consciousness throughout your system. So feel that rising of consciousness along with the vibrational frequency raising. And now bring all of the chakras together as one into the soul star chakra. Just simply merge them all together. Bring them up and merge them all together, forming the light body or the Merkaba light vehicle. See that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And the vibrational frequency within that Merkaba light vehicle. In other words, move your conscious knowing self into that vehicle, into that Merkaba, into your light body, and feel the vibration within as you move into it. And know that you are the light body. You are your light body. And let yourself begin to move up now, right up through the top of your head and out. And instead of moving upward this time, move out across the earth. Just find yourself floating above the earth, floating outward over the oceans, rivers, lakes, streams, forests, valleys, hills, mountains. Just feel yourself floating. Feel the sensation, the awareness of movement. The movement as you float over various locations across the planet. Whatever those locations might be, your guides are pulling you in a certain direction to perhaps move across certain locations across the world, whatever they might be. Just let it be, whatever it is. Some might be taken to the pyramids in Egypt. Others might be taken into Greece. Other places where you have been before. Not in so much in this lifetime, but in previous lifetimes. You have been in these places before. You have experienced life in many different locations throughout the planet. So do not do this as a past life expression, but as a current life expression. In other words, that you have been so many places, you have had so many experiences. Your soul connection has traveled many different locations here on this planet as well as beyond this. So now move beyond this, move upward, up from the surface of the earth. Go high, high up into the sky, beyond the clouds, beyond the Earth's atmosphere, and know that you have also been out here as well in physical bodies prior to this lifetime here in the Earth. You have been in the millions of ships that you see out here now. You have been on other planets here in the solar system, not so much maybe in a physical body, but in a spiritual body. You have traversed various locations across the solar system, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, all different planets across the solar system, and now move out beyond that. Move out beyond the solar system into the galaxy and feel the vibration here now, in beyond the solar system, out into the galaxy, in the central sun of this galaxy. Feel the energy coming from this central sun of the galaxy and how it moves down through all of the solar systems within the galaxy and to the central sun of your solar system and down through it to the Earth. Know that light, energy, continues to move all the time. Energy is always in motion, never stands still. It is always moving and moving to create something new. Energy becomes matter, and in that vibrational frequency, it depends on what that matter becomes. So know that vibrational frequency, energy, is increasing everywhere across the entire solar system and coming down through the sun, and the sun's energy is brighter and stronger now than it has ever been that you can remember. Feel that now. See it as you are up here, but you can also be down again on the surface of the planet and feel the sun's rays coming down. And as you look at the sun with your third eye, notice how much brighter and stronger the rays of the sun are, the energy coming from the sun, bathing the earth in higher vibration, bathing the earth in consciousness as light comes to the planet, light descends upon the planet. Feel that light. Know that the Christ consciousness is coming to the planet more and more and more. And though the life forms here on the planet are receiving this Christ consciousness, are receiving this light, this higher light quotient, higher light energy everywhere. And the plants and the flowers and the trees all bathing in this higher light energy. And know that as you move about your life, you are going to experience more of this light, more of this energy, more of this love coming downward from the central sun of this galaxy, originating in the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of creation here in this universe. Know that you are going to be experiencing more and more and more of that. And as you gaze at the sun in your daily activities, whenever you can, feel that energy. Feel it entering your third eye, especially your third eye, and opening it up wider and wider, creating a doorway to your higher spiritual selves and to your higher God selves. Feel that connection, know that connection. You will experience more and more of that connection as you allow yourself to become aware of this. It is all about awareness, consciousness in awareness, and awareness in consciousness. Now, let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back in, your astral, etheric, all merging back in with your physical form. Feel yourself coming back in, and the energy, the light coming back, and the vibrational frequency within your body. Feel yourself vibrating, your body itself vibrating now with all of this energy, all of this new light that is coming in. And know that you are the light. You are the love. You are the truth. You are the way. Know this. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. And I come to be with you at this time, at this exceptional time, as light energy is coming down more and more into the earth, and more feeling this energy, feeling this light, feeling the vibration around them, feeling the consciousness raising within them, becoming more and more aware of everything that is going around on around them, but not becoming attached to that awareness. And that is what this is all about, my friends. It is all about becoming more and more consciously aware of who you are, what you are, why you are here, what you are to do in this lifetime, your mission, if you will, moving forward. That is what this is all about. That is what these sessions, these group meetings, these conference calls are all about, is becoming more and more aware of who you are as a light being, as a God being here walking upon the earth, becoming more and more consciously aware of that God source within you. For you are the light, you are the love. Say that to yourselves now, within yourselves. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the love. I am the light. I am the power within myself to bring about the God source to all of those who are ready to receive it. I am the warrior of light. I am light. I am love expressing here upon the planet, expressing as the Christ consciousness here on the planet. Again, to all of those who are ready to receive it, I am the way shower. I am the one that comes before to show the way to those that come after. I am that I am. And know that each and every one of you are that way, that truth, that life, that light. You are the ones that are paving the way forward. And when those come to you, and many, many more shall be coming to you, reaching out to you, asking you what you know, what you can tell them. And when they do so, you will be ready to receive those questions, to receive those wanting to receive more and more understandings of who they are, what they are here for. Just as you asked those questions long ago and began to receive the answers from your guides, from those who are working with you. Just as you receive them, now they will receive them as well from their guides and from those of you that are ready to assist them in reaching out to who they are, reaching out to a knowing and understanding of what they are here for. Not to everyone understand. Everyone will not be ready for this. But as they are ready, you are the warriors of light. You are no longer just the light workers. You are the warriors, the ones bringing the truth forward, again, to all of those who are ready to receive it. Do not offer it, though, to those who are not ready to receive it, other than throwing out a certain phrase, a certain understanding here and there, that it might take root, that it might blossom forward into a fuller understanding and bring them further and further along in their search for understanding that they are also the God force within each of them walking here upon the planet. That is what this is all about. This is the evolutionary leap that was spoken of earlier and that has been hinted many, many times prior to this in many different ways and from many different sources. You are approaching an evolutionary leap in life, just as has been reached at times before on this planet and other planets and other solar systems and other galaxies and indeed in other universes as well. Evolutionary leaps. And you are approaching one of those leaps. And the more that you are ready for it, the more that you will be able to experience the full level, the full process in motion here, and receive the full awareness that is destined for each and every one of you. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move forward, always moving forward, forward together as one, as a collective together, and as individuals within the collective. God in one and one in God, moving forward always. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are here and ready to answer any questions that you have and continue this program that was started quite some time ago now, as we find it, both as a group together and to you all as individuals working toward this moment, toward these moments that are coming forward in days and weeks and months here. Notice that we do not say years, though. That is somewhat of a hint, and we will leave it at that for now. So we are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yep.
This might be a silly one, but I continue to keep and or have a sinus infection. And I know by previous experience that my body can and has made a fever in the body to cure the sinus infection. And I'm just wondering, how can I make the body have a fever so I can get rid of this?
First of all, we ask you if you moved in a direction of any kind of medical help here.
I try to stay away from medical help ever since the COVID stuff.
Yes, we understand that. And we would recommend, though, that you look for assistance, not so much from the medical field, but the alternative medical field, even in terms of finding what you can on your internet to approach this in a more natural way here, to relieve the infection, as you are saying here. There are ways to do so without the pharmaceutical drugs and all of this. Although there are times when the antibacterial and these types of things are necessary or can be helpful. But again, there are natural remedies for this. We are not going to move in that direction here on the call unless Shoshana wishes to do so. But we would just say there are avenues of approach here for a natural understanding. And if you cannot find it as a natural understanding, then move more into the alternative medical field part of this as well. Shoshana?
We have nothing to share here.
Very good. We are sorry for we cannot give a more direct assistance here, but it is better for you to search within yourself here and find the answers for yourself. Okay?
Well, that's what I was trying to get from you, how to do that. And I know you're going to say go inside, but that's always much, much easier said than done.
Yes.
See, we do find something here that we could share if you wish for us to share, dear brother.
Anything that would help is appreciated.
Dear brother, we hope that you hear this, that the body responds to the other bodies, that the physical body is the last manifestation of illness, you see. That illness in the body starts in the etheric and the mental and the emotional bodies and trickles down. So this is not an answer for you, I am sure of that. But for your level of emotion that you carry, if you wish for us to share this, has been heightened by many, many situations in your life, which will keep you physically stressed, you see. So your emotional body is stressing your physical body and creating this for yourself. Now, on a physical level, we are going to suggest, and this may sound odd, but a thorough and complete house cleaning. We find that there is dust, there perhaps is more dust than you wish to withstand. And there must be a clearing in the house. There must be a clearing. There must be more windows opened, more light coming into the house. There is also a device that is used by the medical industry in surgical rooms called a UV light. Often a UV light will clear the dust mites, will clear the dust in the house that is causing a continuous disruption in your lungs and your breath. That is what we have for you. So you must do a thorough cleaning. You must have more light in your house. You must calm your emotions. And as a remedy that one who serves has given, we will tell you to seek an antibiotic. We do not say to take this continually, to take this without caution, but your body your immune system is not operating at an optimal level, so that potentially an antibiotic will restart the immune system. But we caution you that if you do take an antibiotic, you must also take things like sauerkraut and yogurt to rebalance the flora and fauna of the gut. You must. Well, then you must proceed with an antibiotic, and you must proceed with the thorough cleaning and potentially a UV light. And more light within the bounds of your home. Namaste.
And we would add here, along with the light within the home, we would also say to bring the light into you. With the UV light, yes, but also you can go outside and sit in the sun and let the sun's rays fall down upon you and focus on the sun. Not so much with your physical eyes. If you can, that would be good, but do not be concerned if you cannot. But just allow the sun's rays to penetrate those areas where you are feeling ill, or what we would say out of balance here. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, please. I have a cover
peculiar question in my mind. So essentially there's a program that it's a spiritual program of action, but it says that that persons in this program are not cured of their problems or behaviors. And so from what I have been learning over time, that is not essentially true. So, and this isn't for me, this is for like everyone else who's maybe dealing with similar issues, that we do have the power and ability to overcome them. But in contrast to what I am seeing here, I would like your perspective on that, if you would, please.
But we do not understand what you are speaking of in terms of program. What program are you referring to?
It's a program which I'm engaged in. It's a 12-step program. And so it's a spiritual program. It's
yes.
Different. Yes.
That is
and
very
so
helpful to understand that part now. So
yes.
We would say that a 12-step program, as you understand it, can be very helpful for those who are ready for it, for those who are ready to let go. Now, you would need to ask yourself, and this goes for everyone here, ask yourself within, am I ready to let go? Am I really ready to let go and let God move through me fully? Am I ready to let go of all of the attachments that hold me to this three-dimensional world of illusion? Am I really ready for that? And if the answer is yes, then you are ready for the next step, which could be this 12-step if you follow it. But there are also many other ways to move more fully into letting go of all of your attachments. And that is simply by realizing that you do have attachments and that you do need to let go of them. And once you fully come to realize that, then the process becomes easier and you do not even need a program to help you do that. You see? Shoshana, maybe you can add perspective?
We do not.
No, okay. Very
Thank
good.
You
then
for that.
We move on. Are there any other questions here?
Good greetings, one who serves Moses here.
Yes.
And I'm struggling with the concept that was discussed earlier, because there's a bit of a conflict. You know, every messenger and prophet that has been sent to Earth has told us about learning to become the servant of God, or learning to be subservient to God. Not for us to try to compete with God. And, you know, I'm struggling with this concept that, you know, this concept that we are God keeps being repeated. And I'm having a very difficult time digesting this, because it's in direct contrast and conflict.
Yeah.
With what everything.
Let me ask you one question here. And it's the same question that Sananda asked of the James quite many years ago. And what he said was, is the table in front of you God? Is are the plants around you God? Are the trees God? Are the flowers God? Are the animals God? And his answer to each and every one of these was yes. They are all God. And then he simply said, then how can you not be God? You see? If everything is God around you, how can you possibly not be God within you? You see? Are you less than? Are you less than all of those other life forms that was spoken of? Are you less than that? No.
I understand this concept that, yes, you know, within everything that exists, we are all inside of God, and we are, but we are the created.
And
you know,
you
how
are
do
the
we?
Creator. You are the creator and the creative.
You could not procreate if you were not a creator.
Yes.
Well, then you know, it's if everything is God, and then you know, how is there order in the universe? Because everyone is going to walk around with an ego of I am God. So you know, one God is going to conflict with another God, and how is there order in the universe?
Dear brother, we will share here if we may share.
Sure.
May we share? The concern that you have given is that the ones that come to your planet to speak the word of God, the prophets, we must ask that there not be background noise here. The one that comes to speak in the word of God that you know as prophets has told you to be subservient to God, to be the servant of God. Now, we will give the explanation of that. There are two natures here, dear brother. There is the nature of man, which is laden with hypocrisy and programming and third dimensional ideas and evil and craziness and chaos within the nature of man. But within the nature of man is the nature of God. So to become subservient to God, it simply means to become aware and subservient to the nature that lies within you, the nature of God, that you do not give in to the nature of man that you carry also, that you live within the nature of God. You become, the nature of man becomes subservient to the nature within you known as God, you see. That is what they are saying. Now, we must tell you that every word that has ever been spoken is interpreted and translated by the nature of man. So it is confusing, you see. When you are aware completely that the nature of God that lies within you can translate and interpret those words, you will see them differently, you see. So when you become subservient, it is simply putting away the evil natures, the ego natures of the man, and living as God. Namaste.
And we would add here that all religions, without exception, are man-made. You see?
Does this clarify for you, dear brother?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, it contradicts the entire Vedas, the entire essence of all knowledge ever imparted. You know, that there is one prime creator and one someone who created us. And you know, all of a sudden we're walking around, you know, the ego that we're thinking we're God, the one and only, the one to be worshipped. And this is just, it's mind-boggling.
There is prime creator, that is correct. There was the one universal energy that began it all, that is correct. But you have to understand that you all came from that. We all came from that. So we were all one with that. That energy.
We must ask you to have the idea, to ponder the idea of collaboration. That the one God that became God through experience, the nature of God, collaborated to become that God with you, you see, with nature, with all of the universes, with all of the created. It was a collaboration. It was a co-creation, you see. Yes, you are not prime creator. You just have the nature of prime creator within you that you must find to live by, you see. You have that nature. You have the nature of God within you. There, It is difficult to explain, you see, but you have that nature, and the subservience that you must abide by is to let go of ego man and live by the nature of the divine. Namaste.
And we would suggest here that when this creation reading that was given through the one Ray Stanford some time ago, when this is received by you who is asking this question, delve into it, read it, understand it, and it will put aside all of those doubts that you have about who you are. Okay?
Thank you. But there is a one prime creator. Yes, we do have the, we were made in image and similarity and of same elements.
You are.
I understand that. Yes.
You are the image. And you are not made in the image. You are the image of God.
Yes, but I am not a prime creator. So there is a prime creator. If we are subservient energy to it, then we are in service and in union and in collaboration. But
yes.
You know, yes, thank you.
Yes.
But we would suggest that you take the word subservient out of the picture here.
We will. We will add here, yes. Dear one who serves, that in his reference to subservient, it is a good idea to live by the wisdom and power and nature of the God within. Be subservient to that.
Yes.
That is correct in our view.
Yes, very good. Would there be other questions here? We need to release channel here. Any other further question?
I have a question for Shoshana, please.
Yes,
we will try to answer your question, dear sister.
Thank you. Last week, I tried a couple times to join in, and I had a headphone on, and nobody could hear me properly. And one of the times was when we were asking questions, and Shoshana answered, you answered, and then, one who serves answered, and then asked Shoshana if she had any response, and all I heard was static for a short period, and then I went back to one who served, and so obviously Shoshana said you said you didn't have anything to add. So I just wondered, was that static sort of a joke or a response to not hearing me clearly? It's kind of funny.
Dear sister, as we understand your query, the idea of static on the phone is not something that we control, that we put there to avoid answering your question, dear one. Typically, the idea of static is the phone line. It is a technology problem. If there was an answer given for you, then the transcript will reflect that, you see. If you wish to repeat your question, we will do our best to answer you now, dear sister. What is it that you wish to ask?
I don't recall exactly the question, but you had answered, I gathered, that you didn't have anything to add. That was all that was said, just that part that was staticky. So it was just kind of odd, and I just wondered if there was something meaning behind it, but you didn't need to answer. You didn't have an answer, so that was where the static came. Does that make sense?
Yes, dear sister. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready to release channel here. Shoshana, do you have any parting message?
We will say that the topic today was a difficult one. It is difficult, but we must remind everyone that the great Saint Germain wrote an entire book on the I Am Presence. That I am means what it means, you see. And the great I am, when you say I am, you invoke the presence of your God within you and your God without you, you see, with outside of you. You create that collaboration. So we would remind you that you are the walking I am presence, and that you can decide to invoke that and live by that in each breath, in each moment that you walk and that you exist and that you breathe. Namaste.
And we would add to this with the I am that when you give the I am that I am, you are declaring in that statement that you are that I am presence. You are the God within you. In essence, you are God walking here upon the earth.
And the great Yeshua said it best, don't you know that ye are gods?
Yes. Very good. Then we are done. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.